All right, buddy. Hi, I'm Justin. We're in studio with Paige Ferenc from Maryland. So, who do you guys listen to now? I guess was one of the asks.
Like a lot of Bob Dylan, just a lot of old, late '60s, early '70s.
Is that translating to your music or?
I feel so in ways. I don't know. We all kind of really vary in our taste in music, so I think that plays a pretty big role into everything.
So I think we did enough talking for now. What we're gonna do is I'm gonna throw it over to you guys. Play a song. What song you guys wanna play?
We're gonna do Junkyard.
All right, it's a good song.
All the kings and queens buried in the junkyard, and every time the herald cherub sings, we rattle with the car parts. I was born to lie here patiently, be dragged on by the black star, and you were told to glow majestically, love until your hands.
Very good. I like that. It's funny because my show is kind of new, and the show kind of revolves around having bands come in and play. And up until now, you guys are like one of the third, it was like the fifth band that ever came into the studio in the whole history of the college or whatever. So people aren't really used to seeing bands come in and play. It's fun to watch people walk by and like almost be scared S-less seeing like people actually playing music and stuff like that. They're just used to CDs being played, and it's actually kind of a cool thing, but it's funny to see their reactions. Like if you're noticing, like, what the what's going on here? So there's five of you in the band, right? And when you, I've noticed the lyrics are kind of abstract. Do you guys all write the lyrics, or is it just one person that writes them?
I usually just take care of
them. There's special influence, like girls and stuff like that?
well, not, I don't know. Maybe girls.
It's your secret. It's your secret. We'll play like three more songs from you guys. Well, we'll talk in between, but, and then after, we'll fill the rest of the time with your CD, and we'll plug your shows and stuff like that. I'm gonna send it over to you guys. What song are you gonna play now?
This song is called Jesus.
Is it off? It's off the Hello Dear Wind CD also.
Yeah, it's Jesus in Hebrew.
All right. I'm not gonna ask about that lyric either.
All right. I will sing a song to you, and you will shake the ground for me. And the bears and bees and old fruit trees will spit out songs like gushing streams. And Jesus. Jesus will come through the ground so dirty. Worms in his hair and a hand so sturdy. They call us his magic, we call him worthy. Jesus came up through the ground so dirty. I will sing.
And that song was called Jesus, actually, right? Or Jesus, as he said.
Yeah.
And
either way you want to say it.
That's right. Depends on your religion, I suppose, and your native tongue. But the band, the people, actually, the people coming up asking the window. I said the name of your band, right? Paige France.
I think so. Yeah.
Paige France is in studio.
Paige France.
Where'd you guys get the name from? I hate being so hack and asking that question. Well, I know probably everyone asks you that question, but I'm curious myself.
It's a strange story, but. My mother used to read me a little fairy tale when I was younger, and all I remember it was the story of a man named, I forget the name. The story of was called Paige France, and it was just about a man getting swallowed by some sort of whale. It was parallel to the story.
Well, it's actually a cool, usually you ask like bands where they get the name of the band from. Like Mid-States, like, well, we live in Chicago. One time we just decided to start a band, and the first thing we saw on a book was the name of our band. So at least there's some like background to the actual name. You don't see that much anymore. And you guys are from Maryland.
That's right.
And are you all born in Maryland? You grew up, were you friends together when you were growing up? Or?
We kind of met later in life. We've been friends for the past few years. A few of us have known each other longer than.
Why don't you guys introduce yourself on mics too?
I'm Whitney.
Whitney, the only girl in the band. Yeah. Got some questions about that later.
I'm Mike.
I'm Brian.
Brian's in the back.
I'm Clint.
Clint's in the back.
I'm Jason.
Jason's on bass. Now, Whitney, you are the only girl in the band, and like I said, last band we had in Mid-States has one girl in the band too, but it was only two guys in the studio. How is it like touring with four other guys? Is it bad or?
We just finished a 6-week tour, we're pretty much family now.
Yeah.
So.
And they it's weird because if you haven't noticed, LaSalle is basically all girls. And the reason why I came here was because I went to an all guys high school, and being around girls for the first time, or even living with them for a year, is just really weird to get used to. And I can't imagine how you guys have to like hold back and stuff like that. Do you guys like holding your burps and stuff like that?
Oh no.
She's worse than
a lot of times. I was gonna say a lot of times the girl is the worst.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Yeah, we just have like
she's not the worst, but
you hold your own.
My good friend Sarah lives here. She almost appalls us with the gas that she has coming out of her mouth. It's hilarious. My friend Chris is in the back. He's laughing because it's true, and it's really funny. You don't expect that after like 4 years of not being around girls. You know, it's weird. It's a weird culture shock. All right, I've already dug myself deep. I hope she's not listening. Let me just throw it to you guys before I get in trouble again. All right, so what song is this guy going to play? Or?
This song is called Weatherman Section 3.
Okay. Yeah, it's on the newer album, right? You guys have a new one coming out soon, right?
That's yet to be released.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
what an honor.
Of two EPs, and this song is one of those.
Okay, great.
In the backyard, the dogs barking in the up sky. The planes fly, but there's a downside to the upslide here, you see. Cause when you stay here, you really stay here. But when you get out, you think you get out. You shouldn't go crazy fetching daisies all the year. To my left side, there's a hurricane. And to my right side, it's too dry again. But in the middle, it feels a little bit like home. Where I'm the weather man, the family man, the drunken man. Yeah, I'm the bad news bear. In the green grass, the days pass and in the red sheets, feet creep, but what's the matter? Feeling so sadder when you laugh. Cause when you come down, you really come down. But when you get up, you think you get up. I shouldn't tell ya, but oh hell, you had to ask. It's my cloud head like a book said, making circles, turning purple. I always exit wearing X's across my eyes. Like the weather man, the family man, the drunken man. Yeah, I'm the bad news bear. Feels a little bit like home. Feels a little bit like home.
That's also on your MySpace too. The MySpace is myspace.com/pagefrance, and your website is pagefrance.net.
That's right.
Once again, you guys are playing in Northampton tomorrow.
That's correct.
Great. And Iron Horse. Where can we buy your CD? Is there any other than online?
There's a few, you know, cool record stores here and there. To be honest.
No, just wait. Get it online.
Yeah.
What label are you guys on?
Fall Records out of Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, so it's a local place, and
yeah.
Are they sponsoring the tour, or is this your own doing?
A friend of ours kind of helped us set this up.
And the band that you're opening up for, are you friends with the guy, or did you just?
We met last night for the first time.
Oh, so they it's a business thing,
I mean, we kind of got thrown on the shows. We met him last night for the first time. He's great people,
that's
and
cool.
We're excited to be spending the next week.
Well, good. It's actually a really popular club. So that was off the new upcoming record. Is it called Pear and Sister Pinecone?
That's great.
And that will be out when?
I think September. It's kind of
September. Wow.
Later in the fall months.
Hopefully they'll put it on iTunes. Okay, you guys gonna play another song? Or?
Yeah, we're gonna do one more. This song's called Dogs.
Great.
Heard it's getting windy, so I'll sit and watch you blow. I will chain you to my boat. I will carry you back home. And I won't say I love you, cause it's all been said before. Let's not say it anymore. 'Cause love nothing here's for sure. They treat us like dolls, so we play along. We bark and we moan, play them our songs. But when we blow away up over this place, we'll go down like a shout and up like a praise. I heard it's getting windy and we'll all be blown away. Did you tell me you're afraid? Darling, you look so afraid. And I'm not sure what happens when everything here ends. But I hope it's like they said, and I hope it never ends. They treat us like gold, dug up to be sold. We shine and we shade, assuming our role. But when we blow away and get out of this place, we'll go down like a shout and up like a praise. No, it's hard to see me, darling, let your eyes adjust. If you go blind, just trust you were made out of my dust. I was made out of your dust, and the wind will carry us in the ocean's up above the mountain tops. Who will have the both of us? Who will have the both of us? Who will have the both of us? Who will have the both of us?
Wow, what an ending.
That's right.
You guys choreograph that? I know. Great way to do facial things on the radio. It's good radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Good thinking. It was great to have you guys in. When did you guys? When did you decide you wanted to start a band? I've always been curious about that too.
It was kind of a strange process. I mean, I don't think we ever really decided that. Just kind of compiled a bunch of songs and we just recorded them and
had a good reception from people and stuff like that.
You know, people were enjoying it and we were enjoying it.
Yeah.
And
I mean, like if you go on your MySpace, you have ridiculous amount of fans that are always telling you, you know, like I like the music and stuff like that. And
that's really
a lot of good compliments and stuff like that. I've noticed that, and so I figured, wow, this band's pretty. It's a pretty good band, and everyone, you know, I mean, from what I heard, I love you guys to death. You guys are very catchy and big fan and. But just like hearing, like also seeing other people compliment you guys, it must feel good, right?
Oh, it's fair. I mean, it's
very
that's really what you know.
What so you do it for?
Going. Yeah, I mean, it's all it never gets old to hear somebody say, you know, they enjoy a song or something.
Yeah.
Know? So it's yeah. It's very
I've always wanted to start a band or be in a band. I just the only problem is I don't have any like musical talent. Or, you know, and an even worse voice. So it doesn't, basically, it's not going to happen. I have to resort to having bands in. It's the closest I'm ever going to get. So I'm living vicariously through you guys right now. It was an honor to have you guys in. I wish you all the best in the rest of your tour.
Thank you.
And you guys played great today. And we're gonna actually replay this session on Friday, if you want to listen in. And I'm going to just loop the rest of your CD. until 3 o'clock. We did like a 35, 40-minute set, so it's very successful. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Page friends, everybody.